You are listening to the Vital MX Post Race Podcasts, presented by Decal Works.
Jorge Prado at San Francisco, your second Supercross. You've won a heat race in 450s, so that's pretty good. Main event was solid as well. You made good progress. Maybe you expected more. I don't know, but for your second Supercross, this was very good.
Yeah, I'm super happy about today. We improved a lot from last weekend. Not only results, but just feeling with the format and with the program, I felt like I was more ready in the heat and in the main event, like just mentally. So this made me very happy. And yeah, it was a totally different race. I didn't feel extremely good in practice. I felt like it was so slippery, and once I wanted to put a lap, it was already done. but I had a good start in a heat race and led all the way. I knew I had to be quick the first lap, so I make that happen and I won, so that was very good. Then in the main, I felt like the gate drop quick, very very quick, and I wasn't even ready. And once I released the clutch, I went sideways on the grid, so I spun a lot, and yeah, I lost all my, let's say, traction. And so it was a very bad start. Once I saw I didn't get the start, I just break in the middle of the straight, so I didn't like destroy my goggles by the water for the guys in front. I pulled out my tear off and I just waited to everybody go away from my line, and then I start going. So I was probably coming to the first corner out of top 15 pretty much, and I slowly make passes. I think already in the first lap I was around 11-12, so it was good. I was coming through the pack and end up 7th. It's not too bad. At one point in the main, I lost my rhythm. When I catch some guys, I lost my rhythm with them. So they pull away and I had to come back and pass them. I did that. Good. Many things I take from today. Also, to be honest, I'm not really a mud rider.
So I've been saying this to people today and they don't believe me. Like, in MXGP, I don't feel like mud is your strength.
No, at all.
Every American has told me I'm lying, but it's true.
It's true, but if they believe that and then they see me winning the heat race, I'm like, I start believing that too. Like, I'm good. So, and I think I rode very well in the main. I was just on the pegs, and but the track got very gnarly in places. And it's not that I'm really tall. So sometimes just when I had to sit down and like work with my legs, I lost my balance. So I was like very smooth when I could stand up. But anyway, it's hard for everyone. I didn't crash. I didn't go over my limits. Woo! So I'm very happy. I'm very happy about today. Second ever Supercross race and already a heat win. It's good.
Is riding mud in Supercross similar to motocross, or is it completely different, and did it surprise you?
It's very different, but I've never raced in such a muddy race. So it's the worst race of my life.
Not Russia 2017, not...
Where?
Russia 2017?
Russia... I think it was easier to ride Russia than this. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Because the thing here is you don't carry speed, right?
Yeah.
And because we don't carry speed, everybody's pretty much going left and right, left and right, and we don't build like a proper dry line. So in Russia, places like this, we more or less can stay on one line. But here, it's everywhere mud. And everywhere ruts that are not straight. And it's difficult. And then, like I said, here you don't have speed. So it's very different. You got to jump. In Russia, you don't need to jump. And if you jump and you come short, it's just a tabletop, not a double. So, but I think I was quite good with that in the heat race. I jumped everything first lap. So first lap, I start and I jump every section, every double, everything. So that was good.
Yeah, last week you said that no sight lap before the heat race was weird. Did you find it even weirder doing that and going into a mud race where they changed a lot of jumps, a lot of rhythm?
I was like, if the rest don't care, I don't care neither. So I will send it now and see what happens.
You didn't even do track walk last week, did you?
No.
So you don't care that much?
No, but today I did twice.
You made up for it?
Yeah, so... because they changed a bit the track for the main, and I was very impressed about the organization, how they manage the rain. Like, I guess if this was Europe, Everything got canceled.
Yes.
But just because they don't know how to work. And these guys, I was very impressed. When I go, okay, main event was extremely wet and extremely muddy and extremely bad. But it rained yesterday night. It rained last night. It rained all day. And we could ride the track.
Yeah.
And we could jump some stuff. Like in heat race, I could jump everything.
Yeah.
This wouldn't happen in Europe. So this was cool because you can see the people working just to make us the rider and to make everything feel better. And it's cool because they also understood that, okay, maybe the triples are too dangerous, let's build doubles.
Yeah.
And I was impressed. I'm like, that's how you work. That's how you gotta treat the riders, because you gotta respect them. And you know, this sport is already very dangerous.
Yeah.
And you guys say, okay, if the triples are too dangerous, let's build doubles. And you could see the doubles were difficult.
Yeah.
So what's the sense on just maintaining a triple? No sense.
Yeah.
So that's good. For the main, they took out the whoops. Great option. I mean, would you imagine a main event with those whoops in these conditions? No sense, right? So I think brings even a better racing, not only for the fans, but also for us. So that's cool.
Last thing, San Diego will be your last Supercross. You'll know the format. It will be dry. So I guess you're very excited about that, because it will be your first real Supercross with less nerves, knowing what's happening. It'll be a little bit normal for you.
Yeah. And I'm excited too. I bring a bit more confidence into that round, and hopefully I can feel good on track too. It's another new experience again, and I'm ready. I want to see how I end up these three rounds in, let's say, more normal conditions.
Christian Craig, San Francisco. I feel like you've taken your fair share of knocks and bad luck recently. The main event started with another one of those. So how are you doing with it all? Not the start that I'm sure you expected.
Yeah, after last weekend, I wanted to just full reset. Dealt with a lot throughout the week, mentally, physically, and just wanted to get here no matter what. We dealt with mud or anything, and just get through it. And I felt like my riding was, for how crazy the conditions were was pretty good. I mean, I think there wasn't one person that didn't fall. So it is what it is, but... Yeah, the results don't show, but I am riding good. I'm riding good during the week, and I do believe everything's in the right spot. It's just, it's kind of the story of last year also, with just bringing it on Saturday.
So I guess, to put it terribly, you can look through the darkness and see the cracks of light that are coming through.
Yeah. Yeah, that... I do it on Monday, Tuesdays, and Thursdays every week. So... And I show it, and everybody sees it. It's just taking that same Christian on Saturday. And it's easier said than done. Like, you deal with a lot on race day, emotionally, mentally. And it's just staying in that right mind space, head space, being positive. And, man, that's huge. So today I felt like I was in a good spot. Obviously, the rain just played a huge factor with the riding, but... I'm excited to keep growing and building with this team.
I feel like it would have helped you guys if the rain had been a bit harder, because then the track would have become more like slosh rather than the deep, claggy shit, essentially. Do you agree?
Oh, for sure. It was at one point, like, your wheels almost come to a stop,
yeah.
You know, and if you stop rolling, your bike just stops. So luckily, my clutch made it, everything made it clean. It was wild, though, man. Just, like, each lap, I was just like, wow, like, this is gnarly. Like, rut just kept getting deeper and deeper and deeper. And, man, I'm sure everyone's saying the same thing, but this has got to rank probably the gnarliest mud race I've ever raced.
And last thing, the fans want an answer as to what happened at Anaheim 1. A lot of secrecy. No one really knows. I saw you tip over, so fill me in on what happened after that.
it was... it was just a dark. It was a bad main event. I did have a crash, and then my bike was pretty mangled. But I have no answer. It was just a bad night. A bad night, and it shouldn't have ended that way. Let's just say that. So I do regret all that went down, and I need to be more professional about it. But. Is what it is. You learn and move on. So we got a lot of racing left and need to step it up.
Hey, Dean Wilson, San Francisco. Similar to Anaheim 1, not the end result that you'd want, and definitely not the end result that shows how well you're riding. But the positive is that you are riding well 2 weeks in a row, so you'll take that.
Yeah, for sure. Two pretty crappy results, but, I mean, two kind of crappy circumstances as well. So it's all good, just trying to enjoy it. And, yeah, we made it through the night. I was 14th and fell last lap, went back to 16th. So obviously not what we want, but, man, that was wild tonight. Oh, I don't know if I've ridden mud that gnarly in a long time, honestly. That was brutal, but... yeah, I'm just going to keep working hard. Like, I know that I'll eventually get a chance to, like, show my riding. And I don't feel like I've really gotten to do that yet. So we'll just keep plugging away.
I feel like you came out in the heat at Anaheim and immediately looked spunky. In the past, at the beginning of the season, you've struggled with arm pumps. So is that just non-existent this time around?
Yeah, I don't know. I just sent a little bit of a... Been trying to work on my starts. Didn't really show tonight. But, like, that's so important with how stacked the class is. Like... Dude, it's even, like, I was nervous for that, you know, the heat just to get in the main tonight, like, with the mud. And so, yeah, I think the off-season stuff really helped me doing the World Supercross in Australia stuff. Kind of just kept me, in good race shape. And, I feel a lot better coming into this year, for sure.
If the nerves aren't even, like, bringing on arm pump, that's really positive, right? Like, this is the stuff that normally derails your entire race weekend.
Honestly, I haven't even thought about arm pump lately, and that's actually really good for me, because, you know, once you get it, it's hard to it's hard to get out of your head and get rid of it. So, yeah, honestly, things are good. It's my last season, so just trying to enjoy it as well. But I still get frustrated. I'm not out there just to be another guy on the track. Like, I want to do well, and I definitely think I can mix it up there in top 10. But I need to put myself in that position, and We'll just keep plugging away.
Last thing, it would have helped you guys tonight if it had just really rained. I feel like a downpour before the main event would have made the track sloshier rather than the claggy, heavy shit.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
Yeah, I mean, I felt like it was raining somewhat decent, but like the ruts were so deep in some corners, my wheels were literally off the ground. Like, I had to push my bike through the ruts, and fuck, it was insane. Like, honestly, that was such a tough conditions to ride, because half of it, for me, I was riding like in the mud. Like, you got to be almost not afraid to fall, where I was very like cautious, not wanting to fall, and I was very cautious with my bike, trying to make it survive the whole race. And I figured there'd be more DNFs, but there really wasn't at all. So I kind of was a little too cautious, but I was just trying to be smart, and we made it out alive, and go for another next weekend.
I almost forgot, you made it out alive that last lap of the heat. I feel like everyone was watching. Did you see red? Did you see the opposite of red and were a bit gun shy? How was that?
Honestly, we didn't have pit boards in the heat race. I did not even know what position I was in. Like I looked at my mechanic, and he threw up a bunch of fingers, and I didn't even know, like, what that was. And then I'm catching up to Ben's, his bike's smoking. I'm like, here we go again. And he seen me and grabbed another life. His bike was, like, his clutch was done. I tried to get him a few times, but he just held on to the finish barely. And I guess I was 10th. So I didn't know that. I pull off Amy. Guy says, you're in. I was like, oh, so I wasn't in originally? Like, no, Vince went off the track and passed a bunch of guys or something. He's getting docked. I was like, oh, funny how that works, you know, old karma again. So, so happy I didn't have to go in that LCQ, because, like, anything could have happened in there.
Justin Cooper, San Francisco. Look, it was a crazy mud race. Shit happens. And unfortunately, that happened to you. But let's not let this overshadow the fact that you were great last weekend. So put this in the rearview mirror and move on to a dry race in San Diego, I guess.
Yeah, it was tough all day. Just didn't really get to ride any mud this year, for sure. And 450 Supercross in the mud has caught me a little bit off guard today. So, yeah, just was on the ground in the heat. And then in the LCQ, actually got a pretty decent start. I was around second, and I hit someone, and I went down. So that kind of, slowed down the process. And, just didn't make it. So wasn't good enough tonight, but I've never really ridden conditions like this before. This is definitely by far the hardest conditions I've faced. And yeah, now we gotta go back and yeah, we'll have a drier race probably next weekend and just gotta regroup. We had a really solid A1 and just looking to get back to that.
You know, obviously, that anything can happen in the mud. So how nervous were you before the LCQ, knowing that actually it wasn't really in your control at all?
Yeah, I was pretty nervous, but I just kind of knew, you know, whatever was going to happen was going to happen. And yeah, I went down in the LCQ, so I kind of did it for me there. But yeah, all day I was a little bit too relaxed. I didn't really get aggressive enough in this stuff. And I feel like the slower you go in this stuff, the harder it gets. So maybe just was a little bit too relaxed out there. And yeah, next time we'll have to have a better game plan going into the mud.
What was it about racing a 450 in the mud that caught you off guard? Was it just too much bike for such slow conditions?
Yeah, kind of. It was just the conditions were just tough. It was slippery, but it was sticky. So I just I couldn't really find a flow out there. And yeah, overall, I was just struggling. So there was a little bit of times where I felt like okay, but never really completely was flowing around the whole track. So yeah, it's tough pill to swallow, but yeah, the main event looked gnarly. It didn't definitely wasn't too bummed I wasn't out there. It looked like those guys were hurting out there. So yeah, we'll move on to next weekend. Hopefully have a better weekend.
Last week, Anaheim 1, you were maybe the most impressive rider, almost no doubt in my mind, but no one gave you the attention you deserved or the recognition you deserved. Does that piss you off at all?
No, I had a quiet ride coming from the back and I got caught in that pileup. So, yeah, just did my best to come through the pack. And, you know, I really didn't expect to be on the radar that much because I was coming from the back, but yeah, made really good passes and, came out eighth. So I'm really pumped on that with my riding there.
Hey, RJ Hampshire, San Francisco, crazy mudder, anything can happen, but you got out of here with a decent haul of points. Lost the red plate, but I think you're only 9 points down. No big deal in my mind.
Yeah, no big deal at all for what it could have been. Wrong spot, wrong time in that main event. Like, guy got squirrely, hit me, and I crashed in probably the worst spot possible. Like, it came down to not maximizing my points, but to try to get any points I could because I was literally down on a mud. Like, man, it was so hard to even pick my bike up. So I just was trying to save the engine there. Yeah, once I finally got it up, I had to be near last, but it was just like, all right, try to get what points you can. Man, yeah, one of those weekends where you want to do really well, but then also it's like, okay, try to get out of here with some points. I mean, you see the other guys put up zeros tonight, so could have been worse, could have been better, but looking forward to San Diego.
Do you feel like a mudder is more stressful with the red plate? Did you notice a difference in that respect?
No difference at all. I mean, I showed up here, like, my heat race was solid. I was fine with that. P1 out of practice, like, no big deal. Crap happens. Literally, that's what happened tonight. I'm not too worried about it. We have two more. My goal all along was to be heading back east with the red plate. So next two weekends, be solid, put in good results, get that red plate back, heading back east. I'll be stoked with that.
I feel like it would have been better for you guys. It was steady rain all day, but it was kind of light. I feel like a big downpour actually would have helped because it would have loosened the dirt up a bit and it would have been more like powering through slop versus the deep, claggy, horrible stuff.
Yeah, man, it was the gnarliest mud race that I've been in. New Jersey was bad last year, but it was had a hard base because the rain came late. This one was just a disaster all day. Like, dude, the ruts would grab you going every which way. Yeah, I mean, one for the books. I still really don't understand why we go racing here at this time of the year with an open stadium. It makes no sense to me. But like I said, we all got to race it. Tightens the series up because I'm definitely coming back these next two rounds and gonna be good and feel good. I know where I'm at on my bike. So yeah, could have been worse, could have been better. Happy to get out of here healthy though.
Last thing, is it frustrating for you to have a race like this where obviously you want to win a championship and you come to a race like this with these conditions and it's luck, essentially. There's nothing you can do. So is it frustrating to kind of look back on this and be like, I couldn't even do my job, essentially. I just went out there and had a go and put it all down to luck.
Yeah, I mean, it sucks. But like I said, everybody has to do it. Hopefully the championship doesn't come down to this, yeah. like this night. But listen, we still have 7 or 8 rounds left. Like I know I can be better at all these other ones. And who knows? Like, I'm not against the mud. Like, dude, I like the mud. I'm a good rider in it. It was just, like, I passed a bunch of guys right off the bat. Was in fourth, and yeah, just crap happens. Like, that's part of it. Like, I'm not bummed about it, though. Listen, we have San Diego in 6-7 days. Pluck the kind of championship series back into my hands.
Rider DeFrancesco, San Francisco. Roller coaster of emotions, from the highest of highs to the lowest of lows. Where are you at now, looking back on it all? Because there are some great things and some really bad things.
Yeah, obviously coming off of last weekend, like, I just wanted to be up front so bad. Like, I would do anything to be up there. And once I knew I'd be up there, like, it would come, and it did tonight in the heat race. So obviously the heat race, like, I don't care if it's a heat race or not. We won. And we won something. Since amateurs, I haven't won something. And crossing the finish line first, it felt normal. And it's supposed to feel normal for me, and that's what people think. But crossing it again first was a big thing. And, yeah, like, pretty high going in the main event. And I crashed. But passed, like, 12 dudes on the first lap after I crashed. And I was, like, perfect. Right behind Levi. Levi finished second. I'm like, it could have been something. But yeah, bike malfunction, and it's a big checklist getting the heat win, though.
Were you nervous leading the heat? Like, was it a bit overwhelming, or were you surprised how comfortable it was?
No, not at all. Like, that's what I was saying. It felt so normal again, and it's something I've been missing. I know winning amateur races isn't as high as a level as this, but it felt back normal, and I think that's something going into next weekend is going to help out a bunch.
Yeah, it doesn't matter that this was a mud race. You're going into next weekend knowing you can lead, knowing you can win. Confidence compared to starting at Anaheim 1, confidence must be an all-time high.
Yeah, my starts have always been really good. And last weekend, I was just behind the whole time, and I was always playing catch-up. So nothing changed during the week. We did, I think, a couple more starts than we usually do. Not to even overthink it, just to be like, you're a good starter. Maybe it was just a fluke thing last weekend, and it was, as it showed tonight. Yeah, so good starts and leading laps again next weekend.
Last thing, are you actually a good mud rider? Like, when you saw it raining, were you like, yeah, this is my bag? Or have you even surprised yourself tonight?
I surprise myself every time I get in the mud, because I've won the Rettas by like a minute and a half when it was muddy. I almost lapped, I think, maybe the field.
Yeah.
But yeah, me and my buddies, it was like an annual thing for us to do in town. When it would rain twice a year in Bakersfield, we would go ride in the mud, and it didn't matter if it was underwater or not, we would just go have some fun. So maybe that's where it kicked in.
Chase Exon, stronger start than last year. You went 3-5 the opening 2 rounds last year, 3-1 this year. You've talked a little bit about your struggles, but I mean, it was a mud race, but hey, it's still, again, a more solid start than last year.
Yeah, definitely. I think second race hasn't normally been the best for me. I've normally struggled, but this year I was really focused on just improving off of last year, and so far we're off to a good start. Obviously, it's a mud race, but you got to be comfortable and at one with your bike, and I feel like this week I had a really solid week and was confident coming in, and it proved.
While the win is a good thing, I was a little, I don't know, after the race I was thinking, man, it's cool to get a win, but at the same time, I was curious how much progress you'd made since the first round. We won't get to see that till the next race, but listening to you in the press conference, you sound really positive about some changes you guys made this week.
Yeah, I was actually like kind of bummed that we didn't have a dry race this weekend, because we made that much progress this week. So it's a new team, new bike, and it's going to be a work in progress, but I think so far we've been going in the right direction, and this week was a big step that way. So looking forward to next weekend, but overall just enjoy this one and get back to work.
I would say last year, most people would probably attribute your pure sprint speed, your pure pace to being your strongest attribute. Based on just talking to you the first rounds this year, I would say your general calmness with your racing seems to be your biggest attribute.
Yeah, definitely. Even especially today, and even 8-1, because coming in, I wasn't super confident. I wasn't super confident coming in, but got that one out of the way, and then I've just built off that, and I'm going to continue to get stronger throughout the year. So if we can go up from here, we'll be in a good spot.
Jordan Smith, congrats not only on the win, but is this the first time you're going to have the red plate since TLD days?
That's it. I've only had the red plate one time.
One time. Well, yep. Second time charm. I heard you mention in the press conference you really haven't been maybe a great mud rider the last couple years, so when you see these conditions, was tonight just all about salvaging points? Did you really think you were going to be able to do what you did out there?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, no, I didn't really think that I was probably going to win, but I did feel a lot more comfortable and confident than I did coming in last year. with my bike, my setup, my riding, I feel like I'm a lot better just, like, balance right now on the bike. And I felt pretty confident, especially after the heat race. I was rode good, felt good, and I was ready to get a good start and do what I did.
So you being one of the more experienced guys in the field, you definitely have enough races under your belt. I was kind of curious, what did you think of the amount of track changes they made before the actual night show after qualifying, them cutting down yep. so many of the sections, removing so many obstacles? Were you looking forward to it? I mean, it does equalize the field a lot, but
yeah.
Ultimately, the main was just slop fest.
Yeah, I mean, someone was like, oh, it's going to be so much easier now. And I'm like, it's going to be tough still. Yeah. You know, like, it doesn't matter what they do. Like, at least we were able to do some jumps. I thought it was good because, like, if you wanted to take that risk, you could. You know, like, you could do some of the jumps. So, if they would have left it like it was, I mean, it would have been just that much worse, you know?
Yeah. There were a few lines. There was a few places you almost couldn't venture. I just couldn't believe I'd watch lap after lap, just somebody basically ease into a giant deep rut and basically get high-centered. Were you scared to look around at all once you found some lines that worked, or were you still being pretty adventurous? Especially when you're leading, you kind of have the most to lose. Yeah. Were you being really risk management, or were you trying new things?
I was pretty much staying in my lines. I definitely took some lines. Sometimes you end up taking lines that you don't want to take, just the nature of the beast in the mud. You know, I had watched a lot of the heat races, and the 450 guys were, like, taking a lot of, like, inside ruts, but I knew that those ruts were going to get really, really deep, and I actually ran a lot more outsides and just kind of cut across the ruts a little bit more instead of – sometimes I'm not the best in, like, long ruts out of the turns. I get off balance a little bit, and, whenever I would go across those ruts, I felt a lot more comfortable.
Did you see how many of your kind of main competitors sort of had early bike expire? I mean, Joe Shimoda right off the bat, Ryder D and Volin. I'm used to seeing in mud races, you know, bikes smoke for a while. We just had some odd instances where three pretty big names in this class, guys are close to you in the points, had early ones. Did you see any of them? Number one, and did it make you think, oh, no?
Yeah, the only one I saw was Max. Like, he was right there past the mechanics area, sat there for a few laps. I did see him.
Oh, he tried to drag a bike 10 feet for 10 minutes of a race. I felt bad for him.
Yeah. I didn't see Joe. I didn't see Ryder D. But I saw a lot of people stuck in, like, inside ruts, mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. I may have seen them and just didn't know it was them, honestly. It was, once I kind of got to, like, you know, the first two laps just kind of was riding my race. Then I kind of got into, like, all right, kind of management mode a little bit. And then whenever I had, like, three laps to go, I was like, all right, like, I'm just going to kind of send her home now. And, like, was clutching it quite a bit and stuff. It was you kind of had no choice but to clutch it a lot out there. So, yeah, it was good.
Did you – I think right at the end of the race you would have caught RJ – Did that register, like, what that means for you in the points?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's hard to say, like, you know, sometimes you can lap up to, like, say, fourth place in a mud race like that, or fourth, fifth place. So I didn't know what place he was in at all. It registered that I was, that, you know, obviously I was going to beat him. But it was, like I said, I didn't really know, like, where he was at.
Last one for you. Did you go scoop tire for the main?
Yeah, I went scoop tire for heat and main.
And main. Nice. Yep. Congratulations, man.
Yep, thank you.
Very solid start to the year, man. You know, that's the thing with mud races. You had somebody like Joe and RJ and Max that kind of fell on hard times tonight. You yourself, Jordan, had great nights. So, I mean, to put it bluntly, we're two rounds in this, and you were firmly in this title. How's it feel?
Yeah, it feels good for sure. Getting second is just as good as winning at a race like this. So, yeah, obviously coming in, I was kind of under the radar, but I'm going to do my best to stay up there and hopefully people, know that I'm here to stay now.
I think when we think of great mud riders, a lot of people think of either East Coast, kind of fire northeast, but you're Pacific Northwest. I've seen many videos of the conditions that you've probably grown up racing in at Washougal, so you're no stranger to it.
No, for sure. Once it's like as bad as it was today, I enjoy it because it's almost like trail riding, and it's pretty technical. So, I had a lot of fun out there.
When it gets that bad, do you kind of have go-to things you do with bike setup or the way you even ride the bike? Do you just have a mentality that clicks?
I mean, I haven't got to race in the mud like that in a long time, but I always put the forks like flush just to get my front end up. And the last thing you want is a heavy front end in the mud, because it just makes it, you know, your bike starts grabbing and going different directions. So, yeah, just do that, and then kind of just ride around almost. Like, let your brakes, you know, don't use your brakes or your clutch, and just kind of roll around and keep your momentum up.
What the way the track was, there was a couple lines I saw that were just completely treacherous. So I'm sure it's easy once you find a couple, what you might even consider good lines in your head, to stick with them. Once you found a few, were you pretty solid with going the same place every lap, or were you being pretty adventurous?
I mean, I actually looked around those first few laps because I had to get around people. So I think it helped me because I had a couple pretty good lines. But, yeah, I mainly stick to them because I know, like, you know, if you go out of it, there's probably some lines out there you get stuck in.
Last one for you. Were you surprised at how many track changes they made before the heats in the main, as much as they tried to obtain? I mean, it ended up being such a slop fest anyways, but were you surprised by how many track changes you made? Were you forward? Were you surprised at all?
Yeah, I was definitely surprised. I was actually pretty bummed they took the whoops out, and the triple thing was smart. I think that was a good idea. Just, it's pretty dangerous with the triples, but yeah, the whoops, I was pretty bummed, and then I was pretty pissed they cut the moto short too, but it is what it is.
Actually, one more for you. So your heat, I mean, 250 heats early, you guys were still able to jump quite a bit of stuff. When you went out for your main, were you surprised first lap how much worse it had gone? Like, were you like, dang, I'm not, were you kind of surprised you hardly could do almost anything once the main came around?
Yeah, I was a little surprised, but it's kind of what I expected and what I hoped for, honestly. Yeah. I don't really like when you have to jump, or,
yeah,
you know, you're guess. It's like a guessing game. So I like when it's just survival like that.